KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have 54 degrees, your temperature under partly cloudy skies. Look for sunny skies today, warm and windy, a high near 77, and winds out of the south-southeast at 10 to 15, gust up to 30. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Four chickens, two pickup trucks, and treasured family tools were lost in a barn fire Sunday morning just northwest of Griswold on the Dean Orstadt farm. Firefighters from Griswold were called to the scene at 68113 Scott Street at 8.05 a.m. Smoke from the fire was visible from as far away as Atlantic. Law enforcement arriving on the scene reported heavy smoke and flames and several vehicles near the barn on fire. The Orstadt residence was far enough away from the fire that it did not appear to have been in danger. Dean Orstadt was distraught over the loss of his father's tools, the animals, and the structure, which housed a shop and a living area. He told KJN News he woke up and saw the building fully engulfed in flames. A cause for the fire has not yet been determined. KJAN News Time is 7:06.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of health care, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
In other news this morning, a pursuit that began Friday night in Fremont County ended 27 minutes later, but not before an officer was dragged by the vehicle and an Iowa State Patrol car was rammed. 18-year-old Dominic James Schlump of Hastings was taken into custody in Mills County and charged with assault on an officer, eluding, possession of stolen property, criminal mischief in the second degree, OWI second offense, driving while revoked, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He's being held in the Mills County Jail on $15,000 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the pursuit began after authorities received a report of a vehicle that was stolen from the vicinity of 110th Street and Plum Creek Road. During the investigation, the vehicle was observed by deputies who tried to initiate a traffic stop. The vehicle sped off and wound its way onto several Fremont and Mills County roads, as well as through Malvern and Tabor, at speeds topping 110 miles per hour. The vehicle was finally stopped on Lambert Avenue just east of Malvern. During the stop, Schlupp dragged officers with the vehicle before it rammed into an Iowa State Patrol car. Following the pursuit, a search warrant was executed at 1129 225th Avenue in Tabor. Several items were removed from the home, and charges are currently pending in Fremont County. Two sisters were arrested for domestic abuse assault following a fight on Sunday in Corning. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that Linda Scarpello of Corning came to the Sheriff's Office at 1:08 a.m. Sunday to report that she had gotten into a fight with her sister, Catherine Coleman, at their house in Corning. Both Coleman and Scarpello claimed that the other person started the fight, so both were taken into custody for assault. During the arrest, Coleman was also assaulted a deputy sheriff and was charged with assault on a peace officer. Scarpello is being held on $2,000 cash bond, while Coleman being held on $4,000 cash bond. A Villisca woman was arrested on Sunday night at 11:20 p.m. for operating while intoxicated, first offense, after striking a stop sign and leaving the scene. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested Jessica D. Hale at her home on East 3rd Street in Villisca following an investigation into an accident. Hale struck a stop sign at the intersection of High Street and 4th Avenue in Villisca and then returned to her residence in the 2012 black Chevy Malibu that she had struck the sign with. Hale was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and processed, booked, and released after posting a $1,000 bond. Authorities say a 10-year-old Iowa boy died after he was badly burned while using gasoline to make a backyard fire with his older brother. The incident happened in the family's backyard on Saturday near Earlham, about 30 miles west of Des Moines. The Madison County Sheriff's Office says the boy and his 13-year-old brother started a fire with gasoline from the garage. At some point, Chris Alsup poured the rest of the gas on the fire, and the flames fully engulfed the boy. Alsop sustained burns on 91% of his body. He was flown to Iowa City for treatment but didn't survive. The boy's father and grandfather were home at the time of the fire, and their mother was at work. And the Madison County Sheriff says that a 23-year-old Indianola man has drowned while swimming during a religious retreat. The Des Moines Register reports that the sheriff's office was called Saturday afternoon to Wildwood Hills Ranch in St. Charles, where witnesses reported a man had been underwater for several minutes. Madison County Sheriff Craig Bush says the diver recovered the man about 2 hours later in water about 15 feet deep, and he was pronounced dead at the scene, his name being held pending notification of family. That's a look at some of the latest news. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh.
And Matt. The high cost of medication is on everyone's mind these days. And if you need multiple medications each month, it can leave you wondering just how you're going to pay for it all, especially if you don't have insurance.
With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured.
And there are other benefits to being part of this program. When you stay consistent and get all of your prescriptions and other medications here, we can more accurately track your medications and screen for potential problems, reducing your risk for adverse drug interactions and side effects. The script card program is also accepted at Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy.
The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today or get more information at rexpharmacyonline.com.
Rex Pharmacy, the price you need,
the service you deserve in downtown Atlantic.
Now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Clifford Theodore Berry, age 91 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Clifford T. Berry will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elizabeth L. Finken, age 83 of Erling, died on Thursday. A massive Christian burial for Elizabeth Finken will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clarice Elizabeth Christensen, age 89, of Solvang, California, died September 13th. Graveside services for Clarice Christensen will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Harriet J. Ruse, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Harriet J. Ruse will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this morning here on KJN. The news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.